WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
As news photos from places like Bosnia and Somalia remind us, children are often the victims of war, yet they rarely have the opportunity to describe their experiences. But in a new memoir entitled Love and Rutabaga, a grown-up child of war recalls what it was like to be 5 years old when the German army marched into Paris and turned her world upside down. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
I almost didn't read Love and Rutabaga because of its title. I thought, with such a silly title, how good can the book be? Usually, even mediocre books try to have poetic or grandiose titles, like, for instance, The Last Days of Pompeii, that Victorian snoozer by Sir Edward Bulwer Lytton. But Love and Rutabaga is one of those rare cases in literature where a title undersells the power of the story it introduces. Claire Sue A Commando vividly resurrects her childhood view of the world in this memoir. To the little girl Claire, love and the vile vegetable rutabaga were the two most essential things because they sustained her and her family throughout the war years in German-occupied France. By the time I finished this memoir, I thought the rutabaga not only deserved its place in the title, but probably even deserved the Medal of Valor. A Commando was the daughter of a French mother and a Chinese father, a diplomat who was trapped in Russia during the war. Claire, her baby brother, and her pregnant mother left Paris in the fall of 1941 and went to live with her grandparents in the south of France. It's easy to see why the events and people of that time would continue to be so fresh for A Commando even now, some 50 years later. For mixed in with the common memories of early childhood are some uncommon images. There are fleeting glimpses here of A Commando's mother, her body swollen with pregnancy, riding off on her bicycle to carry messages for the resistance. There are loving pictures of her grandmother, a concert pianist, who was determined to give Claire piano lessons even as the war ripped their home apart. And there are comic descriptions of the French villagers gathering for covert English lessons. Nobody can pronounce Eisenhower, so they practice saying, "Welcome, Ike," to greet the American soldiers. You might expect it would be jarring to have a pint-sized narrator telling you about sabotage, sacrifice, and death. But the child Claire's voice, so full of bewildered fascination, turns out to be just the right voice for conveying the chaos of war. And watching scenes unfold here through a child's eyes adds to their suspense. One evening, some village girls arrive at the grandparents' house looking for costumes for the parish play. They're really there to smuggle a contraband radio out from under the eyes of German soldiers who are also living in the house. Claire itches to remind the adults that the parish play has been canceled. And since we readers see things through her perspective, we fidget right along with her. But we're also petrified because we know something the child Claire doesn't, that the results will be tragic if she speaks. Luckily, a stern look from the adults seals Claire's loose lips. In several passages, A Commando recalls a melancholy phrase of her grandmother's, something about the cruelty of objects that survive long after their owners. This wartime memoir is filled with images of such cruel objects, but reading Love and Rutabaga will make you feel thankful that books also survive the people and times that have long since vanished.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Love and Rutabaga.